Chapter 4, Man's Freedom of Choice.
God instructed our first parents in regard to the tree of knowledge, and they were fully informed relative to the fall of Satan and the danger of listening to his suggestions. He did not deprive them of the power of eating the forbidden fruit. The Lord would not have them investigate the fruit of the tree of knowledge, for then they would be exposed to Satan masked. He knew that they would be perfectly safe if they touched not the fruit. He left them as free moral agents to believe his word, obey his commandments, and live, or believe the tempter, disobey, and perish. They both ate, and the great wisdom they obtained was the knowledge of sin and a sense of guilt. The covering of light about them soon disappeared, and under a sense of guilt and loss of their divine covering, a shivering seized them, and they tried to cover their exposed forms. Our first parents chose to believe the words, as they thought, of a serpent. Yet he had given them no tokens of his love. He had done nothing for their happiness and benefit. While God had given them everything that was good for food and pleasant to the eye. Everywhere the eye might rest was abundance and beauty. Yet Eve was deceived by the serpent to think that there was something withheld which would make them wise, even as God. Instead of believing and confiding in God, she basely distrusted his goodness and cherished the words of Satan. After Adam's transgression, he at first imagined that he felt the rising to a new and higher existence. But soon the thought of his transgression terrified him. The air that had been of a mild and even temperature seemed to chill them. The guilty pair had a sense of sin. They felt a dread of the future, a sense of want, a nakedness of soul. The sweet love and peace and happy, contented bliss seemed removed from them, and in its place a want of something came over them that they had never experienced before. They then, for the first time, turned their attention to the external. They had not been clothed, but were draped in light, as were the heavenly angels. This light, which had enshrouded them, departed. To relieve the sense of lack and nakedness which they realized, their attention was directed to seek a covering for their forms. For how could they meet the eye of God and angels unclothed? Their crime is now before them in its true light. Their transgression of God's express command assumes a clearer character. Adam censured Eve's folly in leaving his side and being deceived by the serpent. They both flattered themselves that God, who had given them everything to make them happy, might yet excuse their disobedience because of his great love to them, and that their punishment would not be so dreadful after all. Satan exulted in his success. He had now tempted the woman to distrust God, to question his wisdom, and to seek to penetrate his all-wise plans. And through her he had also caused the overthrow of Adam, who, in consequence of his love for Eve, disobeyed the command of God and fell with her. The news of man's fall spread through heaven. Every harp was hushed. The angels cast their crowns from their heads in sorrow. All heaven was in agitation. The angels were grieved at the base ingratitude of man in return for the rich bounties God had provided. A council was held to decide what must be done with the guilty pair. The angels feared that they would put forth the hand and eat of the tree of life and thus perpetuate a life of sin. The Lord visited Adam and Eve and made known to them the consequence of their disobedience. As they hear God's majestic approach, they seek to hide themselves from His inspection, whom they delighted, while in their innocence and holiness, to meet. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Genesis 3, verses 9 through 11. This question was asked by the Lord, not because he needed information, but for the conviction of the guilty pair. How didst thou become ashamed and fearful? Adam acknowledged his transgression, not because he was penitent for his great disobedience, but to cast reflection upon God. The woman, whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Genesis 3, verse 12. The woman was then addressed, What is this that thou hast done? Genesis 3, verse 13. Eve answered, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Genesis 3, verse 13.